Mieten. We did actually have the job discussion yesterday of the report. And maybe for today we just look through at what we discussed yesterday, because there were a few issues we needed just to resolve. We do actually have noticed that we might be in and out. We do have in our program the agenda of speculators that you welcome, the meeting is open. And in the adoption of the agenda, one was actually hoping that we can look at that formal consideration of our budget vote report. I'm sure you've got documents and circulated to you. We'll actually ask the secretary just to speak to some of the issues, take us through those issues. And then we actually can get the committee to confirm the report of the budget. Then we're actually going to have the second part of the program, which is the induction. It's actually on the connectivity. The second name of the connectivity is the one I wanted just to check. Uvimba, I think that was actually, I was getting used to it. The second one, Ubungane or Ubungene, I'm not sure. So let's just have to check that one so that it's in order on both sides. But I know that it's connectivity. So Vimba makes sense. I've actually had it and I don't have a problem because it's Vimba. The second one, I think we'll have just to get the proper pronunciation on that one. So I'm sure the committee will be comfortable that we proceed and adopt the agenda as proposed, unless maybe there are issues you'd like to add or some changes. For me, those are the small issues that I thought I should just raise so that we correct them later. But in the overall, one is proposing that we adopt the agenda. If there are issues or suggestions, then we can have a look at that on the agenda. Okay? Anumono?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I propose that we adopt the agenda as it is. Thank you.
The second? Okay, not this. Speak to the mic.
Second the agenda, thank you.
Can we then move to the next item? Are there any apologies? We haven't received any. Oh, Samora.
Chair, thank you. I would ask you if you would please excuse me at 10. I have to be in the National Assembly. And then just on that point, there are some of the members, of which I am unfortunately one, who haven't received laptops and the SIM cards has not been activated. So I'm afraid that I wouldn't be able to participate in that second session anyway. I have to catch up. So thank you, Chair.
It may be important if you can, when we start that session, to come through so that we can know which door you have to go to and what process is that. Maybe there will be able to assist McPherson.
Yeah. Thanks, Chair. Both myself and the Honourable Cuthbert won't be here for that session as we have a work group commitments that were scheduled previously that we have to attend.
Can you say if we not having enough time on the later session, if we can actually allow you to get connected with the right person to be able to get assistance? Because I think that's quite crucial so that at least you not left out on the information which is actually from the sender crop. The big thing is that they're trying to see how we can reduce paper. So I think for all of us so that we can comfortably receive the information that's circulated or available so that we can be able to have access other than actually having a hard copy document. So I think that's one big issue that will be quite important. Can we note that? Unless there are further apologies, can we then pick up the next point? Then that's the secretary just to talk.
The
Chair, yesterday the committee went through the conclusions and recommendations, and they proposed, there was consensus of majority, but there was slight changes. I'm just going to take the members through the changes that we have made at the request of the committee. Because of all the others, there was agreement on it. There's two documents. There's one with the full report, but we're going to speak in two pages. We could just highlight that. On point one, what we added was in bold, particularly in terms of economic transformation, common investment promotion, implementation, and job creation. That was the additional that was made to that particular point. Members have comments or it's an agreement and we can proceed. On point seven, but the other one. That we're the only with changes, and then point seven was the other additions that we've made. The detailed report on the outcomes of the interventions to the address the Auditor General's findings on a quarterly basis to ensure that these entities are on a path to a clean audit. That's in relation to Mr. King's proposal that we capture the essence of what he proposed as part of that, so we did that.
Okay, we'll check with Mr. King. We'll come back to the order.
With regard to the recommendations, we will see on recommendation two, the other one was to add and slow economic transformation within the sugar industry. That was added. And the other one was just a grammar issue. The fifth one was we proposed amending the broad-based Latin empowerment legislation to allow the BE provision to be listed in terms of the Public Finance Management Act and to enable to operate autonomously. In addition, advancing the economic empowerment of workers through the ownership schemes. That was the one amendment that we did. And the number six was in relation to an amendment that was proposed by the DA. We saw clarity on some of the issues. And we found that thing that is being called the chair and the member when it's concerned is the proposal for the committee's consideration is it should be phrased requesting the International Trade Administration Commission of South Africa to investigate the appropriateness of the applied tariff rate for sugarcane products.
Assisting in this. It's very clear that there is a issue which sugar farmers continue to battle with, and that is the applied tariff on sugar that is coming into South Africa. For those that were in the fifth parliament, they will recall that the application that had been put into ITAC was $856 per ton, and ITAC had only granted $656 per ton. And while farmers from across the spectrum had welcomed the increase in the tariff, it was clearly not enough to offset the sustained losses that they were continuing to make. So I think that through the assistance of the content advisor, that the minister at any time may request ITAC to investigate the appropriateness of the tariff and review that decision, which is really important, because if industry does it, it can only be done every 12 months. And clearly there is just, you know, industry can't continue to wait for something to happen, because there may not be an industry by then. So I think it would be very appropriate for us to ask the minister to investigate the appropriateness of the tariff, and whether in fact it is working or not working, and if the case may be that it is not working, to review that to a higher tariff, which would then greatly assist farmers across the spectrum.
The understanding is that the minister can, and on our part we would be then making the request for the trade in International Trade Administration Commission of South Africa to investigate the appropriateness of the applied tariff rates for sugar cane products. Montasha?
Yes, Chairperson, we all would love the minister to increase the tariff. But what we were informed about yesterday by the department was that the minister or ITAC cannot do that within 12 months. So 12 months has not passed since the reconsideration of that tariff. It is not possible within 12 months.
So I think the feedback which we picked up, which we have now, is that it will be possible for the minister. So that's why we have for the minister. So it's quicker, it's in the shorter time, and I think on the part of our recommendation is what we capture in S6. Okay. Because it sort of covers both, because we know that a delay of a year might actually hurt the industry, because the discussion we had yesterday was that in terms of numbers, it may not actually be a thing that might actually be very effective, because you may actually put a particular number, find that it's actually below or under, and then with the period that we take to be able to take the process forward, you might find that we lose out because we're not following through. Can I take your comments there, if you're depending?
So, members, I just went back to the amended tariff investigation regulations that were tabled in 2015. Section 17 allows the commission, ITAC, to do a self-initiation on the basis of a request by government entity. That's subsection 17.3b. As well as it then also says in section 23, it provides the time frames within which you can, the commission can actually accept a new application. So specifically, if industry were to bring this application, it's 12 months after the minister's made a decision in relation to that type of application. However, if it's self-initiated, it can be, you can disregard the 12 months.
Unless they have further clarity, that's one area of the report that we thought we should check. So obviously we then go through the process that we should, looking at our budget report.
Chair, you will move each page, or the committee can make a decision if they want to move each page or they want to move the report in totality, because we've discussed the conclusions, we've discussed the recommendations. If we want to do a disabled process, we can do a page by page, or we can move the full report for consideration. You may move the full report. But that will be a committee decision on the process, if you want to do a page by page or not, or move the full report for adoption.
Can I check? Yes,
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think the process is the secretary has indicated that we dealt with the report yesterday. So now it's just to check page by page whether there are mistakes and some we agree to agree, then adopt the entire thing. Because this thing was shortcut tomorrow, we get challenges. That's not the problem, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
You just confirmed the shortcut is the wrong cut. So we will actually look at the first page on a report of the report. If ever there are any specific things you'd like to pick up, that will be fine. Page number one, any issues? Okay.
Chair, I just wanted to ask the two pages we're considering now, whether we need to reword number six or whether we are covered.
It's just been
the submission from August. Can you let them move the can?
Yes. So, in the number six, which we have on the recommendation, we actually agree that as expressed, it's in order. Okay. Thank you very much. Can you then take a look at the first page of the report? Because I'm sure everyone has got a copy. If there's anything you wouldn't like, and it's in the report on the first page, tell us. Because we did actually, it's the same draft we circulated yesterday. Let's say page two, if ever there's any specific issue you'd like to raise. On the second page, constitutional mandate, committee purpose, process. Page three, looking at issues of the policy priorities, 1920, state of the nation. Page 4, there is a table, speaking to those sub-outcomes. Then you can look, proceeds to page 5, the Sustainable Development Goals. If none, then you can look at page 6. There was an area that was actually removed to the end of poverty on its own everywhere through access of the basic social services and investment in poverty eradication actions. That's been deleted. So we can then look at page number 7. 11.
Let me check. I just wanted to check because here I think there's a strange color approaching. So that is maybe there's something that the carriage wanted to raise.
Members, it was literally just additional information you had gotten from the EDD department, which was added. So just that you're aware that that is new. To the report.
So on page 11 there, the highlighted part, just additional detail. Give the development fund, give some trust fund, and the presidential infrastructure coordination commission. Those were other three areas, which is page 12. And then we can check, I'm sure we, that 11-12, the additional commission, EDD, Economic Development Department. Can we look at page 12? Department of Trade and Industry and our performance plan budget. And 13, well, page 12, and then I was moving to 13. Okay with that?
Yeah, but mine is the last bullet on 13 by the analogy that cross over to 14.
You say that your document has got the budget vote analysis on page 13. Okay. Because on the one we have, it's actually page 14. Okay. I'm not sure if you have a correct document. It is correct. Or the spacing. Okay. Okay. Sure. So we're on page 14. You can find that.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I just wanted to clarify it here because we see the reduction in the budget. We're talking of course, incentive development administration, the incentive, more specifically, the consumer, the consumer corporate regulation, I can see that, and I wanted to check whether what effect that it has in terms of service delivery and the job creation. Because this is the program that we're thinking that we can be able to employ more people in terms of the community. So the reduction of the past, which one can be able to clarify. Thank you.
Considering that the consumer corporate regulation division, their purpose is mainly its policy and legislation as well as transfers to entities. I'll have to double check exactly. So in terms of job creation, there wouldn't be a big impact there, but incentive development obviously would have a larger role to play in terms of job creation, and that budget is increasing, however not very big because of the inflation effect.
So what do you want that highlighted and followed through versus clarity?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted clarity on that one. I don't think there's any challenge because this budget is or nothing is going to change, but we must double check as to what effect that it has in terms of the inflation.
So are you comfortable that we actually follow through and have a
foundation?
We are on page 15. On
currency. Then 18. He issues a regular apology during the deliberations. And then page 19. Because I think the part we were able to engage with yesterday was the recommendation, which is most part of 27. I think it's what we have actually tried to look at earlier as well. So which means in the two pages we got of the conclusion, that's what we are trying to have it's in the report, at least, yeah. Okay, can we then,
I move for adoption of the report.
Let me see, I saw a hand on the bottom. Yes. Okay, will the mover can last for a second?
Thank you, Chairperson, I second.
Any other comments? Yeah, very much. And then you have the
Chair, as is tradition, and as the DA does with these, right now we're going to post the report, but we reserve our position as a caucus, a caucus decision, which we will take.
Okay. And
thank you very much. That was my comment. If it cannot be proper for us to engage in a report with the opposition, fix the report, draft the report, when it comes to approval, then now we have some. And when we have engaged proper report, we have engaged with them, you know, with them drafting the report, and now with this report, we are just putting a report on top. That's, I think, on the later stage, we must check to say, how are we working together? If you have the report, you are approved also, then there is that. That means you are at least engaging, not on best, it's the best stage to engage.
Can I just say the issue of relation to be able to follow through on, but at this stage is that there was no objection against the report, but the consultation of caucus that is the trigger. Can I just say it's a different discussion outside what we're doing now? But can I note the consent, but there are two hands at the bottom as well. Oh, let me take honourable members at the bottom.
Thank you, Chair. I've got two more for me, thank you. I'd like to take... I'd like to also reiterate what Honourable said, in that in as much as we bring life into the report, we can't say whether we support or not without consulting the caucus, because we do report to the political structure, so therefore we can't be bound by what we've discussed here up until we've discussed it with our principles as well as our caucus.
Can I take
I think the last point, yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair. I'll just raise my voice. I think the ACGP's position is much the same. We have our caucus meeting tomorrow where I report to our caucus on our deliberations in this particular committee. But having said that, Chair, I would like to also just thank the support staff, yourself and the support staff, for the manner in which you have actually dealt with the tabling of this particular report before the budget. So our appreciation from the ACGP to yourself and the support staff. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Let me just take the carries.
I just want to double check. I will report the Democratic Alliance and the Freedom Front, Economic Freedom Fund, as abstaining of the regard to the report.
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of how it would be recorded, then
yeah,
that's how you then get report.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This discussion is quite important as we continue working as a committee. But I think at this stage is that we work together, we have the report, you're going to report back. You know, I'm trying to use simple English, you're going to report back, you are in agreement with us, and then maybe there might be issues arising when you brief your caucus on what are the issues that you'd like to further engage with us as a committee. Thank you very much. I think that concludes the business of the day on the committee side. We will actually adjourn our committee meeting and then we'll go to the next part, which is actually the connectivity part. Thank you very much. We'll meet you there.
Yeah,
you can't be surprised. You've been here for 3 years.
No, you're engagement.